Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Moscow, Russia. There are reports that Russia is preparing to attack the European Union. That's the headline. John Rood comes to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The pundits linked to NATO are saying that Russia is set for a regional war sometime in Europe. But do all the facts really back that up, John?
You know, this kind of reminds me of Cold War propaganda. We thought some of that was gone, but it's still very much alive. And they actually give attention to it by denying it. And so we have to look more at some of the foolproof facts. Russia certainly does have assertive policies. NATO is certainly concerned about it. Just out a statement from NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, who was the ex-prime minister of Norway. He just told the BBC that the nuclear missile treaty with Russia, that's the United States and Russia, is at risk of falling apart. And, quote, we have to be prepared for a world with more Russian missiles. So this is part of the entire spectrum that we see happening. Forces are building and things are becoming more precarious concerning Russia, that's for sure. Another back to add, Jimmy, is Russia also just expressed a desire to join the European Union payment channels to Iran that circumvents the U.S. sanctions. So that's called INSTEX. So Russia as well, seemingly on good terms, but of course with its own motive to bypass the U.S. sanctions to get cash to Iran as well.
John Rood with more details about the report that Russia is making ready to attack the European Union. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. John's report does indeed sound like Cold War propaganda. However, these reports are correct. Russia is preparing and has already made moves to take control of parts of the Ukraine and all of Crimea. Though officially the Ukraine is not a part of the European Union, this buffer state located between the European Union and Russia is a major focus of the Kremlin and the Russian strategy to take on the European Union for world dominance. In the prophetic scenario of the Bible, the European Union becomes the revived Roman Empire, and Russia will lead the Islamic world to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. These two major world powers will rule in this world after the rapture and during the first 6 months of the tribulation. That's Ezekiel chapter 38, Daniel chapter 11, and Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 to 4. These prophecies are at the point of being fulfilled, and it could be very soon. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...